Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you when you think you're about to give up gas. Just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not.
Good morning. Welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank you once again for tuning into this program. I see the phone line is lighting up here. We have a great guest that's going to come on in a few minutes and tell us about the goodness of God. But before we go any further, we'd just like to thank Beverly Beasley and Granny Place Ministry for sponsoring this show each and every week. Granny Place Ministry is a part of a ministry that I'm a part of, and that's a ministry about changing life. Granny Place Ministry is located in the Duncanville area at Free Will Baptist Church. Granny Place Ministry is have a mentoring program that's embedded in it, after-school program, life skill courses, some computer courses, which I teach computer class. So please, if you know any young person or old person, send them on out to our location. This morning we're going to be over at the Creekside Villa apartment. That's the apartment that we had adopted. We're just in there a few months, but the residents are very receptive, and we're having a open house today, so we're going to be able to show all the residents what Granny Place Ministry is doing, and it doesn't cost anything. So our ministry is about changing people's lives in Jesus' name, not our name, but in Jesus' name. And so we'll give you more information as time allows to. But right now we have a great guest on the line. This morning I met this young man some time ago. We attend a men's luncheon every Tuesday at a restaurant in the North Dallas area. And him and a group of guys come over, and myself, and we break bread, and we just talk about the goodness of God. And they've been doing it for quite a while, and I had just been sitting in it only for a short time, as Lord permit me to go over. But I'm very encouraged there at how God is using ordinary men to do extraordinary things. And women also comes over there. But without any further delay, I'd like to bring our guest on this morning, and he's going to introduce himself and tell us about what God is up to. And he's going to encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Good morning there, Minister Smokey.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everyone on this line today and what God is showing us today? You know, it's such a wonderful thing. And first of all and foremost, we give God the praise with God to speak my words and decree it. You know, I always wondered there was a wonderful time, and I know, like the Lord says in every one of our lives, that, you know, we received the manna from heaven. And like you said, I just want to share, this is a breakfast meal. Amen?
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
All right. God
we have our co-host on the line this morning, and so we want to make mention that he's just tuning in. Brother Daniel will be coming on in a few minutes to share some information with us, and also maybe to encourage you to be strong in the Lord. And so Brother Daniel's on the line along with other guests. So guests, be patient and let Brother Smokey share with us what God laid on his heart. And we all can eat at this breakfast meal together from the Lord's table.
Amen, amen. You know, and first of all, I want to thank you for welcoming me to be on this show. You know, I've had listened to a lot of things. We've talked about the Word of God in many places. Let me tell a little bit about myself. I'll make it short. First of all, the reason the name Smokey came up was because, you know, it's fire. Like Jeremiah said, it's fire shut up in my bones. You know, in other words, you know, you can't go around thinking at any particular time when God's going to use you and what kind of name that you may have along the way. Now, my name that I had when I first, like you said, my birth name was Orlando Curry. And like I said, and I started just like anybody else in any time when God had to bring me through, and he had to let me understand there was a time in my life, you know, you have to go through something for God's purging you and making you understand that his word is more than enough. Amen. And he wants you to understand what he keeps in mind where he puts you in. He lets you understand. You decree what he has talked about. So before I get into the sermon part, I'm just going to keep bringing whatever the Holy Spirit bring upon us. So here's the moment where God says that in time when I was going through, and I was like this. I went through a long time of not just a form of like of an addiction, whether it would been on being in the Salvation Army or whether it was being on the street. But God said, I pulled you from those places. I had to put you in the valley, because in the valley is where he started making the things that happened in our lives. Now, a lot of people, let me go a little deeper in that. If you have not been in the valley, we could not even talk about the Lord. Because guess what? You had to go through something to have a testimony, amen? See,
amen.
And see, and let him understand that things are formed in the valley, in the dry places. Uh-oh, come on now. And what he let us understand, he lets us believe that moment in our life, because you had to go through that time when you said, well, Lord, I'm on my knees praying. Lord, I'm on the time that you put me in. And I'm wondering, well, how long, Lord, how long? And all of us have said that along the way. But guess what? You speak my words and decree it. And when we speak about how God has let us understand, in the valley, sometimes it's a hot place. Sometimes it's where it comes that you be saying, Lord, I had to know that my children was in a situation. My situation was never changing until I decided to listen to you. So what God said, the reason I put you in that valley was because I had to isolate you from the world and it's the things that it was coming upon you. So he put a hedge around you, but you had to be in the valley. So what gets me in this particular moment, he lets us understand when you're going through something, you're going to come out victorious. Amen? Now, see, here's the thing that we also move in the direction where God has taken me. And I'm going to do it a little slow because the fact is, you know, there's so much joy right now that's flowing in me right now. And, you know, and I'm ready to bounce and kind of like run around the building. But the thing is, well, God lets me understand, before I had to say this, I had to go through something to feel this. Amen? So,
amen.
So let's go back. So I want everybody, now we're going to start on this. Knowing that I came from the point where I didn't know where I was going, and God had to let me understand how I got saved at 17 years old. And I didn't understand because a lot of things I was listening from a religious point of view. But we believe now that you know what the Holy Spirit is upon you and let you understand you speak utterance. But you speak things in the supernatural, make it happen. So without delay, I will go right into the sermon. So God is saying to us, now everybody, if you have your Bible, turn to Ecclesiastes 10, verse 19.
Amen.
And I'm going to give you a moment. All right. Do everyone have it?
All right. Go right ahead, that Pastor.
All right. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answers all things. Now, watch when we go with this. Watch where we're going to go. I'm going to go in different parts of where I'm getting ready to share things. When God says a feast, remember I said, this morning is a breakfast from the manna from heaven. And like he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And let he understand the thing is knowing that he is the true wine and the vine and the pathway to make things happy. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a moment before I go a little bit further. From the time that we look at when we talk about the feast, there's so many people starving for the word of God. And they're missing the laughter that God placed in them. Because if you know the joy and you said the joy is made full, therefore you will have that fullness of the Lord. But then we got to remember, and wine maketh merry. And what that is, like you said, he said, I give you new wine, not as the world give you, but he makes it understand you speak things when you call the pureness. And like I said, get back when we were talking about when God was saying, I isolated you from the time when you were going through, so I had to separate you and let you understand from the time you coming out, amen, there was a feast prepared for you, you know, in the presence of your enemies. But he let you understand through that time when you were going through it, you didn't have laughter. You were going through so many things in life, and you didn't understand what they were. But guess what? deep down inside, God said he put the joy and the salvation upon you and made you understand you are the righteousness of God. You know, I have seen so many things happen when I speak certain things, when God said, you speak my words and you decree it. So we think this whole title is what God says in our life. He said, and the wine maketh merry. So in other words, you know the pureness that God put you in. Like the Lord says, we know that we are the branches, and he has more or less let us understand that he is the vine. Now, the thing is keeping one thing in mind. Anything that's connected with a vine is connected in an extension of other things to come. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when the other part of this says, but money answers all things. And I look at it and says, well, you got to remember, let's look at this all in the supernatural. Because remember, you look things and you can't see this in the natural eye, in the natural. You got to step into the heaven realm. And that's what I'm going to bring you into. When he says, and this is what's called prosperity. Prosperity in all things. Now watch where we're going to go with this. You ready for this? What God is saying in the time when we start speaking things, they happen. And he let us understand you're only going to speak things that come unto you. But God and the Holy Spirit is bringing to you what he needs you to understand, how things are changing from natural things to the things of supernatural things. And now he says also prior to what's going on in life, we got to remember, when you speak these things, believe it. He said, speak it in truth. And see, and when you speak it in the way that you understand it, it brings me back to the one of the main prophets that was out in the day when he was out there, didn't understand how God was going to do things in life, Elisha. When he spoke the things and let things people know, this is God and not me. Amen? And see, and when you keep things in mind, when he looks at this one thing we keep in mind in every day that we go through, you know, it's like, you may say, well, Lord, I've read that scripture, and I know we all have done this. I read that scripture, and, Lord, you turn me to the same scripture, and look what's happened. I got something else out of it, you know, because he shows us where we need to go at. Now, to say in all that, he lets me understand this. He takes me to another part of Ecclesiastes. You ready? And it
yeah,
is
go right ahead.
Ecclesiastes 7. Verse 12. Let me give you a moment.
Okay. Go right ahead, Pastor.
All right. He said, for wisdom is as defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Okay. Now watch this. All the time when we said this whole title was speak my words and decree it. Now, when you think about what God is saying at this moment, for wisdom is as defense. Now, when we look at what God is saying for that particular thing, to let us understand the increase of wisdom, now, understand this. When we speak things where God is moving us in every direction, we have to remember when you speak it, it's the tongue. God talks so much about the tongue, where it has so much of what you say, ask and you shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. So what happens when you speak words, you speak it in wisdom, because it says how precious wisdom is. It's like jewels. It's like understanding and knowledge and all these things. They all become like it. Well, God speaks in Proverbs and speaks so much about how everything is turned from what you think is from a natural thing, but wisdom actually changes things. Amen? And then we got to remember, he says, but the excellency of knowledge is. Now, watch this. When we speak about the excellency, it would mean us to understand knowledge, also get understanding. When you get all three of these together, notice how far that you can go, because you can tear down things that have been holding you up. You can open up doors that have been closed to you because you're speaking things what God has given you. But God has let you understand there's going to be a moment, not a delay, but it'll be a moment to see if you're ready. Amen? Because
Pastor Smoker, you're saying some powerful stuff there, brother. And as you were putting those scriptures together and as you were sharing that, man, I realized that the power, what we say there, there's power in it. You know, I was sharing with some man down at the jail ministry just Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's power in our words. That's power in the scripture. You know, Proverbs Proverbs 4:20-27 talks about those things there. And I'm glad that you're right on point this morning here. But before you got to realizing all that, man, there were some dark times in your life here. Share
yes,
with us
yes,
how
were.
You end up from one stage of life to the other, because we know we ain't always been there. We were
that's
messed
it.
Up from the flow up, man, but God,
amen.
Through his grace and his mercy, man, that he allowed
right.
us to navigate through those things, but we wasn't alone. I love that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't alone.
Amen.
So tell us
amen.
How to get to where you are versus what's going on with you and how you can encourage someone else. Because these are some
all right.
scriptures. But you
okay.
know, we want people to know, hey, you know, it ain't always been that way.
Amen. Right. And let me just, and you know, I'm going to go right there. Call the last part of this, because you know I'm gonna finish that part of the scripture out.
Yeah, go right ahead.
And then I'm gonna tell you that the lifetime that what I went through, and it says that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. And like you said, when you speak, and I'm gonna say this, if you have an illness, the wisdom that God gave you for healing, you speak it.
Yes.
If you have lack, the wisdom God give you for increase. If you have anything that's been deterrent in your life that has changed you to make you feel what you don't have, God said, I knew ye before you was in your mother's womb, therefore he giveth you life to them that have it. Amen? All right. And see, and God wanted me to share that last part with you to let you understand this all came from speaking it in the word of God. Can we clap for Jesus?
Amen,
amen,
amen.
Amen.
And you know what? As you were sharing that, I know over at the luncheon, brother, there was a brother over there, Tim,
mm.
that had went through an illness, man, and
yes.
God had raised him up. So we know the power of God, and we know how he worked in our life, and he worked that same power in other people's lives. And we know,
mm-hmm.
and we shared earlier offline, that God is no respecter of person.
That's right.
And so I'm glad that you're on here to encourage me. Cause I need encouraging sometimes. I need
Praise
to know
God.
That I'm not in this by myself, man. For iron,
right.
sharp and iron. And
Come
we have our
now.
Co-host on the line this morning. He's just going to say hello to you. And we're going to talk about how God brought you from a mighty long way.
That's right. All right.
All
okay.
right, then.
Well,
we got Brother Daniel that's going to be coming. Good morning, Brother Daniel.
Good morning,
Brother Daniel. All right, Brother Daniel must have stepped away for a minute, but we'll leave the phone lines open there for him. Now, Brother Smokey, now I'm calling you, brother, because we all a brother, but we know that you're a pastor, and I'm a pastor, but we wear
That's
many
right.
hats, you know, because when I'm in the jail, I'm a brother. When I'm on the streets,
on.
I'm a brother. When I'm sitting in the sanctuary and church, I'm a pastor, because, you know, you got to be, you know, people got to see you. And then they know about the God in you. You know, they'll read
That's
you
it.
Before they, oh, yeah,
That's
you,
right.
you're talking about God, but you don't, you know, you're not exhibiting in the mannerism of God, of a godly man. And you know what?
Right.
And that's a challenge, because we just, you know, that's living in a high state all the time. But if you're trying to live in a high state, you'll never make it. It's got to come
That's
from
it.
Grace, man.
That's
it's
right.
kind of
Amen.
Like a runner. A runner could only reach his maximum speed. And
mm-hmm.
then he just got to, you know, kind of maintain that, and then he going to fall off, you know. But
Amen.
Walking with God, man, that's one thing
mm-hmm.
I learned. You know, I used to try to do this thing on my own, and I found
okay.
out I couldn't do it.
That's
why I
Amen.
Said, I can't
you
do
can.
This here, man. Because guess what? I would fall. I'd do right
mm-hmm.
for a little while, and I'd fall off. And
mm-hmm.
I'd, you know, I'd gain some things for a while, and I'd lose them. I was doing these
right.
things, and it wasn't God.
Mm-hmm.
Once I turned these
mm-hmm.
things over to God, it didn't matter. With those things came and go, I still was the same person.
That's
and
right.
You know what
Amen.
I mean? You know how sometimes people get, like this time of year, income tax. You know, we love income tax. And sometimes people change when they get a little money in their pocket. You know?
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
They love
Come
it.
On now.
As long as they, you know, as long as they feel like that they struggle.
They act
they
like they don't know
people.
You.
Hey, I got my check now. I don't need you
uh-huh.
anymore. I was calling you every day, but I got a check. Right now. I've been busy.
That's right. Amen. You know?
You know?
And, you know, I'm going to share a little something with you now. With the question you asked me, it's true. Like I said, I got saved when I was 17 years old. I was out there, what they call gang banging, and I didn't realize know anything about what God was showing, only what grandmom told me. But I didn't understand it because so many ministries and so many churches get giving me the wrong message, because I would walk into a church and be the same thing coming out, you know, and I was looking for a change. But I didn't get a change until later on I got the wisdom with God, which was the Holy Spirit, they came into me, you know, which was later down the road. But let me tell you the story. The thing is, as I left, I was born in Philadelphia. Mom had eight children, and I was one of the eight. But every one of the family members that are aunts and uncles and all the people that were part of the family were so separated. And everybody did not like the next person. Now, I used to read my Bible just like what grandmom used to tell me or what mom used to show me. But I didn't know. I did not know the word. So I didn't know whether I was, you know, I thought this was life. I thought, go out, get high, party, enjoy yourself. Hey, go to church when you want to go to church. Don't go to church. Hey, you'll still be blessed. No, it doesn't work that way. But here it was, certain religion, there was like the word religion itself, after I started learning about it, got me to understand that in this time of religion, people who were in the ministry, pastors and people who were going in the different directions because they felt like, okay, I want to have it this way because I want to keep my people and I'm going to say it this way. And when God said it was like tingling the cymbals. In other words, just making it sound good that, yes, you know, hey, I got me a full ministry and everything is working good. But guess what? I wasn't getting fed. Now, I thought maybe I might be different because grandmom and mom, we were all separated from a situation from the time because dad left. So I'm operating from the oldest brother of my own siblings and trying to take care of them and also go through life itself. But guess what? It happened that the enemy stepped in and changed everything about what little love we did have. And I couldn't feel what God was now telling because my mom got in an abusive relationship. And then we start feeling that, well, what are we supposed to do? So I'm supposed to understand I'm still a child at this moment. I didn't know what was going on. I knew there was something that every time I called God, I thought God was going to answer right away. But it don't happen that way. Now, I'm going to have to figure all this is going on in my life. And I'm still looking at, okay, Lord, something's got to change. I knew it because I'm at this time, I'm 17. Now, go right into 18 and 19, and I get into where I'm trying to find out the right thing to do. But my spirit was in my – look, this would happen. I started learning the inner man, which is, like you said, had to be fed. Come on. And see,
yes.
When the inner man had to be fed, I start getting stronger. Now, it said, man won't live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. I saw that, and I stayed on that, even though it was like one scripture that I kept eating off of every day. That was
Amen.
Like the manna from heaven to my life. Then later on, as now I'm coming in from 19 to 21, going into maybe my middle 20s, I moved from Philadelphia, and I signed up with American Airlines. And I got in American Airlines, and, you know, the Lord just had me continue what you're doing. Continue being faithful with the things you do know. Because the things you don't know, you can't say. So now I'm learning. So I go into from Philadelphia, North Carolina, to Miami, Florida. And I got with a church, you know, that I didn't know, but it was a wonderful church. I'm starting to learn to get fed from. Now,
yes.
All the time, I'm really not understanding where I need to go, but I'm following the word. So God said, He said, my sheep should hear my voice. So I know all the time I've seen people, because my mom always was a wonderful woman until she's gone now with the Lord, but she was golden. And what I call that is God put her there because he instilled the word. She kept telling me, like, read your Bible. And now you have to open up what God was telling you. You don't just read it. You get into the word. Because like you said, I got into the world. Amen. So the thing is, if you got into things that you did not understand, now you get things where God is open understanding to you. Now, it was a progress that I had to learn. Now, I'm still going through it. I'm in Miami, Florida. And then I'm meeting people of different nationalities, colors, creeds, other religions. But then the Lord got me back what mom used to do. Mom used to take people off the street, and we would be babies sitting in early in the morning. And a man walk in, he got dirty gloves, an old coat, whether he's black, white, green, purple, doesn't make his situation in our life. He sat down, and Mom told us, and she would treat him just like he was part of the family. You know,
ooh,
and that instilled
Lord.
In me. And when that kept staying with me, I felt that that was where I needed to be. And then God was showing me, because of what you were taught as a young man, he said, I knew you now in your youth, you know, so I'm in my youth at this point. And I understood it, and I couldn't figure it, like, we were kids, and we didn't understand who these people were, but we accepted them as family. So as I'm growing, I took that when I went to Miami, Florida. So I opened up my first apartment just like a church, and I had nothing to do at that point. It's whether they called me a minister, pastor, just someone helping somebody. And God used a very tool, a very talent that I had to use it. So he multiplied it on the job. As I went, I started touching the airplanes. This is right before 9/11, touching airplanes. And I don't know how many people were on the plane. And at night, I worked at night. I touched the tail of the airplane and said, God, you bless them. Keep them safe. Let the pilots and let them understand that everybody on there, let the blessing, let it flow. And it wasn't me. The Holy Spirit was starting to become unction and let things take place from the supernatural to manifest the natural in things and how people would understand from where you are going and where you're coming from. And I started looking at it where God was just lifting me up.
That's awesome.
You know,
that's awesome.
Oh, he was lifting me up all the time.
Yeah, it's not ready for a second. We don't want to pass it. You know, I do the ministry, jail ministry. I tell brother, sometimes we got to pause at certain things. We don't want to speak over those things. And I like what you were saying. I want to make a comment about touching things. You know what? My parents told me, my mother, my grandmother said, it's like you get hit by a new house. You know, a lot of times we say we want to bless our house. We want to anoint our house. We want to give our house over to God. As you get to your house, how much time should you do that on your job? You walk into the job, you start touching desks. You go to the bathroom, you start touching walls. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So God could cover that. I love what you're saying, because I done had jobs in my present job. I walk out, I touch the wall. Hey, precious Lord, wherever I go, show me favor. Open the doors up for me,
that's
Lord.
It.
And you know,
amen.
And you saying something, and as we're out of relationship with God, that we think that maybe we need to turn that thing around and say,
there
God, bless me right where I'm at. You know, keep a hedge of protection around me. I don't like where I'm at now, Lord, but I give this here to you. You know, I'm homeless, Lord. Bless this tent on me and this igloo. Bless this place that I'm laying my head at tonight. I love what you said. And that's
praise
some powerful
God.
Stuff there, because there's power in our words, and we turn that over to God. And
guess
what? He dispatches angels and to watch over us and keep us company.
Yes.
Hey, we're going to pause right here for a minute. We're going to give our call-in number, and then we also have our co-host on the line. I want to bring him in, because this is a great topic here, and I don't want to let you go, man. You have so much to share with our listening audience, and because you hit on some points that we don't think about, and it's good to know that other people feel the same way that we do about certain things. You know,
amen.
That's the purpose of it, man. You to encourage me, and I'm to encourage you. I keep saying, man, which is just saying that I respect you. You know, I consider
amen.
You a bit of brother, so, you know, forgive me if I'm out of
line. No,
right.
It's
me.
All right.
That's me, because,
let
you know, we lay our titles down
flow.
At the door. We're a servant.
That's it.
We're a servant. And so, y'all, Smokey, okay, first time I met you at the breakfast, at the luncheon, man, I saw the power on you. I saw how God was using that group of men there. And I said, hey, I'm
praise
in a good
God.
Place. I'm in a good place. And anytime where the saints are gathering, that's a good place. Anytime where the saints are gathering is a good place. On the airway, that's a good place. At a restaurant, it's a saints are there. That's a good place. On job,
that's
a good place, you know.
Yes,
we have our co-host on the line. I'm going to bring him in right now because I know he would have something to say.
All right, go ahead.
Brother Daniel, good morning. You're on the net.
Good morning, Reverend Lewis. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. We have a Minister Smokey on the line this morning. He's already on the line, so if you want to say hello to him or you just want to listen to our topic this morning, man, we have a great topic this morning. Men's encouraging men's. Iron sharpening iron.
Well, good morning also, Dustin.
So I'd like to ask Dr. Smokey a question.
Sure.
In your being in the ministry, Have you seen a direction that the church is going through today that you do not really, you don't really want to agree with it, but then again, you want to be a somebody that's saying that you're speaking out against certain things that shouldn't be, but you see them there. I'll give you a good example. I went to the rep last night when they were saying that Kirk Franklin was making a CD, going to be on a CD of Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I know Kanye West can get saved, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the predicament that he was in the world. He's in the world. He's in the world, you know. They're bringing the world into the church. They're bringing all these entertainers to the conferences. And Denzel Washington speaking. And, you know, the Bible tells us to separate us from those people. How are we going to have all, you know, I mean, have all these stars and anybody entertainers and stuff around us? And we particularly, you know, we're not doing what they do, but you're not saving them. You got to save them.
That's it.
You know, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, you got to be real careful how you get the bond. You like you were saying when you first came from Philly, you join a church, and at the same time, when you start teaching doctrine, you start wondering, you know, well, am I going in the right direction?
Come on.
You know?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And basically, when you look around the other ministries, you just look and say, wonder, are they doing the same thing? And then when you fellowship with each other, you start seeing the differences. Some people get offended when you speak in tongues. Some people get offended when you're preaching healing. Some people get offended, you know, and the rest, you know. And you try to say, well, I don't want to offend anybody.
That's right.
You know, especially when you go out in the field. You go out in the field and you want to speak to those the people on the street. You want to save them. You want to bring them in. At the same time, you don't want to scare them off.
And
that's basically what they've been telling me. You don't want to scare them off. Scare them off by being too, you know, boldness.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I like what you're saying. And God just talking, like while you're speaking about it, God brought me back when Paul, he was doing things when he called. And let's look at the modern day Paul, the ones that out here doing things from a different perspective. The ones are looking at like, this is what's going to be in my life. This is what's not going to change. And look what God did when he did to Paul and actually made him understand. But first his name was Saul. God started changing inside and out. And that's what he's going to do. But people, even who feel as though that they're trying to move the word of God in a different way, he said, well, I'm God and I change not. He said, just like the days of old. He lets us understand, getting back to everything that you were talking about, that, yes, the Kiowas can be changed. The ones that have been out there are the ones that feel that this is what it's going to be in life. But God said that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Now, whether they confess it now or whether they confess it later, it's going to be done. But see, God let you understand. You make a choice. You choose this day who you will serve. Like when Paul was on the streets of Damascus, and all of a sudden it blinded him. You have to put him in a stopping position. In other words, these things that you're speaking of, that people have to come to a stopping point. Like you said, the homeless, not hopeless, but they still have a home with God. But the thing, this is what we have to remember, speak good things in their spirit. We know they're going through problems. We know they're more or less not understand, because I was one of them. And I always use myself as their first example. Because I didn't want nobody to say, when I became homeless and the things happened to me, I was a mess. But God said I made the mess the best, because I thought I called myself like wasted material, you know, and I didn't understand, because I really went into a situation where, you know, but the time that I felt that, I remember, like I said, going from church to church, listening to different people, God was letting me understand you had to go through those tests and trials. Because guess what? The impureness, what God was saying, like with Paul, when Paul, soon he fell off that horse. Soon as people fall off that high rock. Soon as they fall up where money's taken from them. Soon as that big mansion that you thought you were going to have all this time, or the 7 cars, and the people, like, you know, who are been thinking like, oh, this is my life, I'm going to, but you don't belong to yourself in the first place. When that happened, notice that Paul immediately said, who art thou, Lord? The very words came out of his mouth. But guess what? You shocked his spirit. You let him understand. Now, what you are doing, he said, those that we look at today that are being persecuted, the ones who are like doing things in the wrong, and what you call a obscenity way where they understand it like, okay, they're looking at it like, okay, well, I know I'm feeling good because I got money. I feel good that, you know, my house is paid. No, my car note's paid. You know, nobody in the family's sick or anything like that. But remember this, the enemy always, he said, he seek daily in the way he say seek to devour. And now he said kill, steal, and destroy. He ain't trying to take nothing from you. He want to destroy your future. Now, this is what he understands. Your present tense, God has already let you understand the Holy Spirit is in you to guide you. Now, if you don't have anything, you're like dry bones. Amen? Because he said, can remember this, when we spoke about that valley, what happens is when Paul looked at it at that time, immediately his mind changed. Immediately his spirit changed. But he still had a position to understand, am I going to operate in the worldly system or am I operating God's system? And to say that with a pause means that the people, when we actually look at it today, have to remember, this day, who would you choose?
Amen. Brother Smokey, you asked my question, man. You know, and basically, I've been looking at these. I've been asking myself. You know, I've been watching Brother Franklin for a long time, and he caught a lot of flack from a lot of people in the gospel industry, and even him being a minister. How could you do the things you do? You know, but I believe the word carried in different. You know, we call them. In the music thing, call them idioms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you carry it in different phrases. You know, there's a jazz phrase, there's a blues phrase, I believe, and it's also a country thing for it. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's a rap thing for it. You start with rap with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen rappers.
Like I said, it's the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? You know, and also speaking about music, I'm also a songwriter, and I play keyboard and saxophone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get those talents until later because I didn't, all the things that God gave me, I gave it back to him. And he wants us to understand, when we speak the word of God and speaking to somebody's spirit, no longer should we speak things about that's going to damage them. We say prosperity, young man, prosperity, young lady, prosperity for your children, love, health. And you're speaking to the spirit because you want that spirit man to grow. You don't want the natural things they already know, but you're speaking to the spirit that's hunger. See, that's what's got to keep us alive, that inner man. See, and that's what is called that the breath of life. Moshata. Yes, thank you, Jesus. He said, now that you know these things, you know, he said, harden not your heart, because now, he said, where your heart, the heart is, your treasure is. So now you're opening up heaven's door. Amen? And he let you understand, this is what he wants you to understand and continue to grow from it, because we are now understanding where God's getting ready to put us in a new realm, which in other words, we're just going to start to grow. No more are we had looking at the sin cell milk of the word. We're moving stronger and stronger now. But he did have to put us in some situations, because neither one of us on this call and anybody that's listening to this call would have said, you know, I had to go through something to help somebody. And to be that somebody, you had to be the person that somebody helped you. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Praise God.
And that is so true. That is so true there, Pastor Smokey and Brother Daniel. Y'all are onto something right now. And as we are sharing the goodness of God, I'm just thinking about how important it is as we take on these challenges of life, man. I'm saying a challenge of life is to do the right thing. It's to help someone along the way and to love God with all our heart and our soul and to love our neighbor as ourselves. As we look around the landscape of Dallas and other state in the country, we see there's so much chaos and confusion around, and you start thinking, can I live this life that I'm professing? And we say, yes, 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 we can. Why? Because we're not the only one that's doing it. As you were saying, you were moving around the country working for American Airlines. Yes, you met Christians along the way. You let you know that you wasn't alone here. God, he have us all on this same journey. You know, Hebrews 12 said, you know, this race that we run, you know, and we're able to able to run this race with endurance, looking unto Jesus. Oh, I love that, looking unto Jesus. Now, looking at my brother, because my brother may fail, my brother may stumble, my brother may fall, but I'm looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Brother Daniel, thank you for your comments regarding what you heard today. We pray that it's been a blessing to you and your family, and to Minister Smokey for sharing that with us. We got a little bit more time left on the program. Well, Brother Smokey, I want to get back with you and tell us about how God has changed your life and how what you're doing, you're doing it under the Lord, you know, what you're doing, you're making a difference. You're involved in some other things. So share that with us. Encourage us to be strong in the Lord and in
praise
the power
God.
Of his might.
And I thank you so much again, you know, for inviting me on the show. And Brother Daniel, the thing with you is, it's Daniels, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I love what you, when you mentioned that, what I notice how God is actually speaking things into your spirit as well to let you like you said, he's putting a new vision and a new, a perception where it's going into the spiritual realm. And, you know, and I want you to continue, like what you just spoke and how you're more or less observing things, what the Spirit has been showing you. And, like, I just want to let you know, to you and your family, and not speaking directly just to you, but speaking into your spirit, man, that it's going to continue to enrich the wonderful Word of God. And I just want to share that with you as well. In Jesus'
name. Thank you, man.
Amen. That call-in number, before we go any further, that call-in number is 310-982-4126. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. You too can call into the program, voice your comments on our topic for the day, and speak to our guest and our co-host. Amen. Brother Daniel's on the line there with Minister Smoke and myself, and we have a host of other call-in people that's on the line. They say they just want to listen to the program. So, Dolly, you're on to something. So thank you, gentlemen, for sharing what does says the Lord. Now, Minister Smokey, tell us what God is up to right now in your life.
Well, anyhow, thank you again for what God is showing, and I give it all to the Holy Spirit and God that lets him understand that he is the centerfold and everything in my life and what I'm doing. But what are we doing now here in Dallas, Texas? We are starting to open up what is called the Urban Mall, which is starting to be a very project that God laid on my heart. As we spoke about how this meeting that we meet every Tuesday at 1 o'clock at Papa's Barbecue, located at 2231 Harry Hines, and what is and let us understand that where in Harry Hines and Northwest Highway meets, and that's when it's right on the side. We invite everyone, and we pay for your lunch, which is like it's going to be catered. But like you said, we always ask you for one thing, your testimony. If you give your testimony, guess what? You also have the food that's coming from heaven, and you have the manna that's been placed in your spirit, and then you also eat from the natural man a full meal. And now let me go to where we're getting reprojecting. When God is looking every aspect in all our lives, and I'm speaking like what he's done for me from the time after I left the American Airlines and I retired, the thing is, he always kept me to keep doing thus say the Lord. In other words, never taking your eye off the Word of God. Always diligently stay in the Word. Meditate day and night. And the project that's coming up, when we start talking, we're actually working with young people. We want to come up with something that the young people need to hear. Brother Daniel, if you're still on the phone, knowing that there's the moment that we're trying to grab these young teenagers and these young teenage moms to let them understand, and that's what God's been showing me. You know, we have to remember where God is getting ready to put us at. There is a time that's getting ready to take place that the young people are going to be the next generation, what they call Generation X. I don't care. I don't call it what it is. I just say, well, God is bringing the children up. Amen?
Amen.
And now watch this. But it takes us, who are the leaders of this world, to make this happen. We who went through things, we have seen things. We have to carry what God said, knowing that you know you take this to where the next thing is getting to happen. They, too, have a spirit that needs to be unlocked from the worldly system, because most of the young people are starting to realize, okay, people, young women are having babies under the age of 20 years old. Young men are going to jail under the age of 18. The thing is, but at the same time, if they had a father image, if the girls had a mother image, and I'm not saying, I speak this, it's not, and don't get me wrong, the thing is, when I'm speaking, I back it up with scripture, amen? And see, and when God looks at us, as we say that there's a moment that every one of us had to go through, and then let's watch where we go with this. Because we can't leave the young people behind. And when you ask me, what am I doing now, I'm working on a program that the Holy Spirit has put in my spirit, and it's going to be shows about how people are going to express, like young people get on stage. They used to call it long-time star search. Thank you. But watch what God is getting ready to move this. We all are a royalty family, a royal priesthood. Amen. So if that's the case, let's lift them up. Let them feel like they're important. Let them feel that the importance in their life is about God and not about themselves. Let them understand when they go to school tomorrow or when they go to school today that they hear it the night before, like, yes, son, you might have had an E today, but guess what? That E meant effort, because now you're going to go and get that A, which is going to bring to where you need to be. But guess what? God puts us in the other grade system the same way. While we're talking to them, we let them understand you're not absent from nothing. That means I'm going to make sure that you get the word of God in you first, and God will do the rest. But it's called let go and let God. He lets you understand, give it to him, and then he's going to process that situation when you say, well, I'm sitting here, and I don't understand what your math or your books are saying. But guess what? God said, let me have it. Let me have it. You move out the way. You can't handle this. Because guess what? This is not about you or me. This is about God. And when we tell them now, what happens? They go to school, and this has been a testimony from young kids I've worked with. And I'm gonna share this moment with you where these young kids I found we was in the project, like you said. Well, not in the time where everybody think it was depressing. The kids told me, they called me on the phone. This happened about not too long ago, and I'm still working with these children. They said, Pastor Smokey, I know it's Saturday. We don't want to watch SpongeBob. We want to go where you go. And I told them, I said, well, I'm going to go downtown and talk to the people down at the bridge and down the street. We want to go. I walked up, drove up. I said, well, guess what? I'm on my way to your house. Pulled up. Five little babies. I call them babies. Because they're not even past 13 years old. They got in my car. We got all the way down there, and what happened, we decided to stop at a supermarket because we know there are going to be some hungry people. I went down there, and we started. First, we prayed in the car, and we prayed outside the car, and then we went right downtown because we're being protected by the word of God. You always be prayed up no matter where you go. Prayed up, stayed up, and guess what? Then you can actually fill up somebody else. Oh, come on. And let us understand, when I went out there, I seen the kids get out of the car. So we saw a man down South Dallas laying over there on the side near the road. So I pull up. They got behind me. I said, I'm going to pray for them. They got right behind me. He looked at us like you couldn't see anything coming from him to welcome us, but that wasn't what we were there for. God says, stretch out your hand. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Like you talking about moving the waters of his life, changing. All the kids stretched out their hand. And the baby, 3 years old, God bless her, walked up and touched his forehead. The man started crying. And I said, now, when God said, when you move your hand, his eyes will open. When we moved our hands back, you could see the light in his eyes. And a smile came over his face. And we've been doing that ever since. These little kids, and what they've been going back talking to their school kids. And I'm just saying, this is a perfect example. Now, when they decide to become mommies and daddies, they're going to know what they're going to do to their children. So now you can see the structure what God is showing me, what we need to do as not just pastors, ministers, and brothers and workers of the word of God, but showing the sincerity, how many people and how many children are out here. So what's happening is the children are going to bring the parents, amen, because they are now the youth and the seed that's getting ready to come forth. Well, God said, we done planted new seeds. He said, I plant new seeds in the kingdom of God. I plant a new thing. And guess what he said? This is your season.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you,
Pastor, Jesus. That's a powerful testimony and how we're training up a child the way they should go. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. We're about ready to wind down this program. Thank you for being a guest on the program. You had a lot of information to share with us. And you know what? We're looking forward to having you to come back on at a later date to kind of keep us up to date on what's going on and to encourage
Amen.
Us to be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
I talked with you earlier offline, and you immediately said, yes, I'll make myself available. And I got to thinking some time ago that I started this program, and I petitioned heaven. God, what I'm going to do, I don't know what to do about a situation like this, about a program. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I'll be your program director. So I'm glad
Ooh,
that God already had you lined up long before I knew you. We've been doing this just about 6 years, and you were already
wow.
on the program 6 years ago, whether you knew it or not.
Amen.
So I'm always amazed, you know. And
yes,
then next week,
yes.
going to get us somebody else. And I say, wow, Lord. You say, hey, you take care of my bit. I'm getting up to that. You take care of my bit, I take care of you. My bit is just to get up and log on.
Amen.
God, I take
Amen.
Over from there. The Holy Spirit took over. And he
yes,
called
he did.
The shots this morning. Isn't that great
Woo!
To know that
yes.
he ordered our steps? He already
yes.
got the format, the topic, everything, and the people that need to hear it.
Amen.
You know,
Praise
there's
God.
People that in the Holy Spirit already have, you know, set up to hear this type of program. And
yes,
so we want
amen.
To thank you for it. As we get ready to get out of here,
mm-hmm.
as you have an opportunity to share with people what does say the Lord, I give you a few minutes to just kind of encourage them that
okay.
there is hope. To encourage
amen.
Them that God had forgot about them. To encourage them.
Amen.
You know, to be strong in the Lord. But then we got Brother Daniel's going to come on here, but I'm going to give you a few minutes. Just encourage our listening audience because, you know,
Amen.
Somebody need to hear this. If it's just
Amen.
One person is somewhere in the world, they're going to hear Minister Smokey
yes.
and they're going to be empowered and they're going to say,
Praise
surely,
God.
God hadn't forgot about me.
Amen. Well, I thank you again, and God has let me understand one of the greatest things. If someone's listening on this call, let them understand God loves them more than enough. Let them understand they are precious before the eyes of God.
Yes.
Even though they might feel what they're going through right now, God said also, this is the moment that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Let your heart be open. See, let the Spirit just flow. He lets those that who have been hurting, he says, I've heard the just and the unjust. That means God's not judging no one. He's just sending out the word of love. And also, those that have not given their life to the Lord, this is the time. This is the time. We are there for you. We are there to let you understand that if the time comes that you feel that you have no connection, God is already there to hear your precious voice or your cry. And keep this one thing in mind, speaking to the young people now. Young people, you got to remember, God wants you to understand you are just as precious as the precious stones he has in heaven, and they are precious to him. But yet each one of those stones and the jewels that they are, they're inside you, young people, that you yourself are a jewel to your family or a jewel to what's getting ready to take place in your spirit. And remember, keep God first in all things. He'll direct your path. And I say
Amen.
That in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. What a great show to have been. What a great guest you've been there. Minister Smokey, there, how you were sharing with us the goodness of God and encouraging us.
And I enjoyed it too. Praise God. Yes. Amen.
Well, God bless you. Hey, thank you. You've been on here more than what we said that you was going to be on, and you've been a great guest. You know, we never know how God, he ordered our steps. So thank you for being obedient. And we're going
yes.
to release you right now. We're going to ask you to continue to follow this program. We'll be sending you texts out from time to time to let you know that the show's available and who's on the program, and you too can call in and encourage us the way God is, encouraging you through his son, Jesus.
And, you know, I just want to say, I know that, you know, the time is on a certain level, but the thing is, I want to have a moment of prayer.
Yes, go right ahead. Prayer is always good.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for every gracious moment you give us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, you touch everyone on this caller, that in every possible way, Father God, you know their hearts and minds. Father God, that in the word that was speaking to this day, that, oh God, that it went into their spirit and changed the things that made it been needed to be broken, needed to be healed, needed to be mended. And, Father God, that you understood in every possible way that even those, oh God, who are not even on the call, Lord, you have touched them as well. Father God, thank you, Lord, just being in our midst. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, for everything that you are to us. We thank you, Father God, that for gracious and mercy have always followed us, oh God. And, Father God, touch those in the destitute high and low places, Father God. Let your precious word go out and touch those, oh God, and those that are ill or sick and those that are called according to your way. Father God, let them know that the healness and there's no more illness that is inside them that is changing them right now. And we claim, Moshe, healing, prosperity in their life, oh God. Touch everyone on all that you want them to do according to your will and according to the words that are spoken. We thank you, Father God, giving this opportunity. Continue to bless this program and let it continue flow in other places of the world in which it never has been touched. Thank you, Lord. We ask this to keep them safe in every way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You've been listening to Free on the Inside. Our guest there, Minister Smokey there. Amen. What a powerful word. What a powerful man to God. God bless you there, Minister Smokey. And we'll be talking to you at a later date. You too.
All right.
Go back and listen to the show and encourage yourself on blogtalk.com. Free on the Inside. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you there. We have our co-host coming back on here. Brother Daniel.
Good morning.
Well, yes, sir. Brother Dan, we're about ready to get on out of here, man. Thank you, bro. What a great show. We got Mr. Smokey on the line there. He's in the queue in our waiting room now, so he's excited about what's going on. He truly has blessed us, man, with the program. Mm. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
You know, and we got your number tied into our system here, so when you pop, when you call in, we'll know that that's you calling the program.
Yeah. Yeah,
and, and you know, our show was a little different, but we continue to follow that format this morning and say, let's talk. I think it's always good for godly men to talk about situations that we encountering. You know, this is the first of the year, so we want to do the best we can with what we're doing. And we're looking forward to next week's show. We're going to have another great guest, and we're also going to have all our supporters and listeners to call in, and they make this show what it is. Our phone line is lit up. A lot of people say, hey, I just want to hear Minister Smokey, want to hear what God is saying through him to me. And so, and same thing with you. So you've done a great job. So what do you got in the last few minutes before we get out of here?
Well, I did have a little poem, but I'm going to hold back on reading it today. It's a poem by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. You know, he's a great poet, man.
Well, we got a few minutes. Go ahead. It's Black History Month.
All right. This is a poem by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. It's called Little Brown Baby. Little brown baby with sparkling eyes, come to your papa and sat on his knee. What you been doing, sir? Making sand pies. Looking at that bill, your duty is me. Looking at that moss, that's mess glasses, I bet. Come here, man, and wipe off thy hands. Been getting that catch you ain't eat, you're up yet. Been so sticky and sweet, goodness Lord. Little brown baby with sparkling eyes. Who's pappy, darling? And who's pappy child? Who is it all day, never wants ties? For claws and won't lose that smile. What do y'all get them feed? You're a scamp. What do double come from on your chin? Pappy, you know you. I believe you're Trump. Mommy, this here, there's stronger got in. Let's throw him out of them insane. And that strain is laying by the end. And give him a dead brushman, man. I know he's hiding among y'all right now. Boogeyman, boogeyman, come and do. Here, my bad boy, you having fun to eat? Mom and Papa do want him no more. Swat him from hand to his feet. Now, now, I thought you heard me up close. Go back, old brother, and shall have this boy. He ain't no Trail. Neither no Strider, of course. He's Pappy, Diane, Plain Man, and Joy. Come you, pilot now, go to your rest. Wish you along no ease and clean skies. Wish you could stay just a child on my breast. Little brown baby child with sparkling eyes.
You know, Paul Ernst Dunbar, he was like a black poet. He wrote in Sigmatism, you know, Sigmatism. You know, he wrote words mostly was going on through slavery time, you know.
Yeah, that time.
So the day that he's talking, mostly he's talking around how they grew up, man, on the farm. They used to eat molasses and they used to eat sweet stuff. And at the same time, they were getting oppressed. But at the same time, they had to use humor in order to be, you know, to be happy. And at the same time, God allowed all them to endure and for all that pain and suffering. But at the same time, they was happy, you know. We can say we were blessed. We're blessed in order to see the freedom we got today.
Yes, and that is so true. And that's something, Rick, Ricky, that we always have to be mindful that other people went before us and they made it where we're able to do the things we do now. A lot of times we don't think about it or we don't think very much of it, but we done came a mighty long way. We that are older now should be able to encourage our young people that there's more to life than just buying stuff and being like the latest commercial. You know, time I said, let's be like Mike.
It's more alive than Drake and listening to Lil Wayne, them guys right there. And just like I'm talking about Kanye West this while ago, he's saying he was a genius. But then again, and basically to be a genius, you're going to have to go back and look at the other geniuses too. You know what I'm saying?
You
got to put yourself against other people in order for you to set that opinion, you know?
And so, right. And then, Ricky, we have to be mindful of we have to help someone along the way. I'm always encouraged about how David, when he was down in Ziklag, and, you know, and his property was lost, and he went to get his stuff back, and he helped somebody along the way. I think about our own life, my life, your life, that if we're pursuing the things of God and the promises of God, along that journey, God is going to put people in our path. And we are saying, hey, we should stop to help those people, that Jesus stopped to help us. He said, hey, I'm on my way to glory, but I'm going to stop and help someone along the way. And that's what we ought to do. And in turn, we're doing what God said. He said, love me with all your heart, and then love your neighbor and yourself. If I see my neighbors over there struggling, I should try to assist him or give him some information to assist himself. We can't help everybody, but we ought to be guilty of helping somebody.
Amen.
Ricky, we're finna get on out of here, brother. What a great show we've been having here. Minister Smokey and yourself and the host of call-ins, guests that we had. And I said guests, and they always are guests and our friends. And so as we get ready to get on out of here, we want to encourage you to be strong in the Lord and thank you for continually to support this program. And as always, brother, we're getting ready to get on out of here. Why don't you close us out in a word of prayer, and then we'll be released from this. And looking forward to seeing you later. Ricky, we're going to be over at the Creekside Apartments here in about an hour. So that's an apartment that we've adopted with Granny Place Ministry. I'm doing my computer classes over there, and we're having a welcome house today. So if you and your family get an opportunity, we'll be there from 11 to 1:30. That's at Jim Miller, 2900 Jim Miller. And it's a Creekside apartment, so you're welcome to come over. We're going to have a little something for the residents. So we're going to have us a cookout, and we're going to have some music out, and we're just going to have a great time in the Lord and encourage the residents that God loves them, encourage the residents that there's many opportunities for. We target that apartment unit because it's a low-income apartment, and so we want to encourage the residents over there that they don't have to stay in that in that state, that God have things available for them. And a lot of them know those things, so we just want to encourage them about the things that they already know. Let them be available to those things as far as just downstairs and around the corner from their apartments. Amen. Amen. I see Brother Daniel's off the line right now. And so what we're going to do, we're going to close out. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for this day. Dear Lord, as this program was going about, dear Lord, we pray that it fall upon fertile ground. We pray that the listeners hear it and empower, and that they too have a yearning in their spirit, say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And that's to love God with all your heart and your soul and love your neighbor as yourself. Thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the guest that was on this morning, Minister Smokey, dear Lord, how he's encouraged us, dear Lord, through his testimony, through scriptures, through just his take on the gospel. Dear Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to continue to bless this program, continue to lead and guide Beverly and the things that she needs to do, the CEO of Granny's Place, and what we do today over at the Creekside Villa apartment, let it be done unto the Lord. We pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You listen to Free on the Inside, a weekly internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be strong in the Lord. We on every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. We have great guests each and every morning. The call-in number is 310-982-4126. Our shows are archived, so please take time to go back and listen to it. We have quite a large archive of shows, so please make yourself available to listen to those shows and be strong in the Lord and help change a life in Jesus' name. Amen.